这一群爱主的弟兄姐妹。
We praise God for this group of brothers and sisters who love the Lord.
我们教会是有前途的。
We have a future as a church.
因为有一群爱主的人关心我们下一代的属灵的长进。
Because we have a group of brothers and sisters who are concerned about the spiritual welfare of our children.
刚才，邓姐妹也提出一个挑战，我们需要更多的弟兄姐妹参与这个工作。
Sister Tan also gave us a challenge that she wants more teachers, more people to be involved in this work.
如果你爱主，那是一个机会。
If you love the Lord, this is a good chance.
今天早上我要跟大家一起思考一个题目。
This morning, I want you to think about one topic.
这个题目在约翰福音第二十一章。
This topic is derived from chapter 21, Gospel of John.
约翰福音第二十一章。我们从第三节看起。
From the third verse.
这里谈到耶稣基督被抓、被审判、被钉死在十字架上，然后埋葬在坟墓里面，以后发生的事情。
This is recorded after Jesus was seized, was nailed on a cross, and was buried in a tomb. This is afterwards.
第二十一章第三节这里说，西门彼得对他们说：“我打鱼去。”他们说：“我们也和你同去。”他们就出去上了船，那一夜并没有打着什么。
I'm going out to fish, Simon Peter told them, and they said, "We'll go with you." So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing.
因为耶稣基督他们所爱的主已经死去了。
Because Jesus Christ, their beloved Lord, has died.
所以彼得带头说：“我们走回我们世界的道路去吧。”
So Peter, as a leader, said, "Why don't we go back to our old worldly ways?"
然后下面从第四节一直到第十九节，请大家听我念。
And please listen. Peter's going to, Brother Chu is going to read from 4th to the 19th verse.
天将亮的时候，耶稣站在岸上，门徒却不知道是耶稣。耶稣就对他们说：“小子，你们有吃的没有？”他们回答说：“没有。”耶稣说：“你们把网撒在船的右边，就必得着。”他们便撒下网去，竟拉不上来了，因为鱼甚多。耶稣所爱的那门徒对彼得说：“是主。”那时西门彼得赤着身子，一听见是主，就梳上一件外衣，跳在海里。其余的门徒离岸不远，约有200舵，就在小船上把那网鱼拉过来。他们上了岸，就看见那里有炭火，上面有鱼，又有饼。耶稣对他们说：“把刚才打的鱼拿几条来。”西门彼得就去把网拉到岸上，那网满了大鱼，共153条，鱼虽这样多，网却没有破。耶稣说：“你们来吃早饭。”门徒中没有一个敢问他：“你是谁？”因为知道是主。耶稣就来拿饼和鱼给他。耶稣从死里复活后向门徒显现，这是第三次。第十五节，他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？”彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣对他说：“你喂养我的小羊。”耶稣第二次又对他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？”彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣说：“你牧养我的羊。”第三次对他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？”彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说：“你爱我吗？”就忧愁，对耶稣说：“主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣说：“你喂养我的羊，我实实在在地告诉你，你年少的时候自己梳上带子随意往来，但年老的时候你要伸出手来，别人要把你梳上，带你到不愿意去的地方。”耶稣说这话是指着彼得要怎样死荣耀神。说了这话就对他说：“你跟从我吧。”今天早上我们要思考的一个题目，
This morning we want to think about one topic，
就是第十五节那里说耶稣对西门彼得所发的第一个问题。
It's recorded in the 15th verse when Jesus said to Simon Peter，
就是你爱我比这些更深吗？
Do you truly love me more than this?
我想这句话不单指当日耶稣对他所爱的门徒所发的问题。
I'm sure this is not only Jesus asked these disciples in those days.
他今天同样向我们在座的每一位弟兄姐妹问这个问题。
Today he asked us the same question.
你爱主比这些更深吗？
Do you love the Lord more than all these things?
我们都知道，对基督徒来说，信望爱是三个非常重要的真理。
We know that to a Christian, faith, love, and hope are three great truths.
但是在哥林多前书第十三章那里。
But in 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, it says,
那里很清楚地让我们看见，在这三个真理里面。
It's very clearly stated in these three truths.
其中最大的是爱。
But the greatest of these is love.
哥林多前书十三章第十三节那里说，如今长存的有信、有望、有爱，这三样其中最大的是爱。
And now these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love.
为什么呢？
Why?
这一章圣经里面有给我们一些答案。
In this chapter, it gave us some answers.
圣经其他地方也给我们一些答案。
In other places, the Bible gave us answers.
为什么爱是最大呢？
Why the love is the greatest?
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
我们信心在我们今生这个属灵的道路上面是非常重要的。
Faith is very important in our spiritual walk in our life.
我们必须信有神。
We must believe there's a God.
我们必须有那个荣耀的盼望，有一天我们会跟这位荣耀的神面对面。
And we must have the hope of glory that we'll see this glory God one day.
但是正如这个希伯来书十一章那里说的。
Just like the Hebrews 11th chapter says,
信是所望之事的实底。
It says here, faith is the being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see.
换一句话说，有一天我们看见这个所盼望的事情的真相的时候，这些就不再有它的价值。
And if one day we see what we hope for, then
我们看见了。
We have already seen it.
我们摸到我们信心的那个根底。
We have already touched and see the root of
it. 我们的盼望已经实现。
And our hope has realized.
我们看见这位爱我们的主。
We've seen this Lord who loves us.
那时候还剩下什么呢？
What else do we have?
神就是爱。
God is love.
我们看见的。
What we see.
就是爱。
Is love.
并且我们要跟神永远在一起。
And we would be with God always.
所以那时候就剩下爱。
At that time, only love remains.
所以在如今长存的有信、有望、有爱，但是其中最大的是爱。
Here we have three things remain now: hope, faith, hope, love. The greatest is love.
因为所有先知讲道之人，终必归于无有。
If I speak the tongues of men of angels, but have not love,
说方言的这些能力、知识，有一天也必定要归于无有。
And all the things will vanish, such as speaking tongues and other gifts.
但是到那一天，这个爱还是要永不止息的继续下去。
But in that day, only love remains.
神就是爱。
God is love.
神在我们今生的计划，在一个基督徒生命里面的计划。
God has a specific plan for each Christian.
他是要我们在这一生里面继续追求认识他，也就是所谓认识那个永不改变的神的爱。
He wants us in our whole life progress to walk to pursue this love, this agape love.
他要我们真知道他，也真的知道他舍己的爱。
He wants us to know him truly, to know his love, sacrifice for us.
所以保罗在以弗所书第三章那边说。
So therefore, Paul said in Ephesians the third chapter.
他在那里说，他的祷告说，巴不得我们能够和众圣徒一同的明白基督的爱。是何等的长阔高深，是超过我们人所能够测度的。
He wants us to pray with all saints how great and infinite love is God, and to know that His eternal hope.
所以基督的爱
，So Christ's love，
这个神圣纯洁的爱
，This a holy, unblemished love，
是我们一生在那边追求要认识要体会的。
This is the whole life we should pursue, we should experience this love.
有人会说，我们基督徒生存的目的是什么？
A lot of people say, what is the meaning for our existence as Christians?
基督徒活着的一个很崇高的目的就是能够一生一世的在那边追求认识主，能够了解神的爱有何等的长阔高深。
The whole purpose for our existence as a Christian is to fervently seek, pursue God's love to know Him truly.
在过去两个月，我帮助一对年轻人。
In the past 2 months, I was helping a young couple.
他们快要结婚了。
They're going to be married.
他们希望在结婚之前有一些好的准备。
They want to be prepared before they get married.
他们希望能够了解自己的个性。
They want to know their personalities.
了解自己的价值观念。
And to know their sense of value.
他们希望能够更深入了解对方是一个怎么样的人。
And they want to know their future spouse.
他们说我们要准备好，以至于有一天我们进入这个婚姻关系的时候，我们是欢欢喜喜。
So they want to be prepared so when they step into this marriage that they will really have joy.
所以在过去两个多月，我想前面还有两三个月，我还要跟他们在一起。
So in these past two months and in the future in 2 or 3 months, I'm going to be with them.
哎呀，我尝到那种喜乐。
I really have tasted joy.
那种快要做新人的那种的兴奋。
And the excitement of to become a bride and bridegroom.
啊，有一次他们来，他们跟我说，哎，来见你之前，我们去那个 bridal shop 去看那些，这个新娘要穿的礼纱啊。这个、
And one time they came, they said, well, before we come for this counseling session, we went to the bridal shop to see the wedding gown.
啊，他们也提到要买什么戒指啊。
And they talk about what kind of ring they want to buy.
哎呀，他们要一个什么样子的房子啊
？They want what kind of house?
他们的那种喜乐、兴奋，每一次跟他们在一起的时候都能够尝到。
And every time that I'm with them, have this excitement, this joy.
如果我们回到圣经里面来看，我们这一班蒙神拣选的人。
If we turn to the Bible, the Christians who are really the elect of the God.
神爱我们，然后在我们这活的这一生，在那边准备我们要预备去赴那个羔羊的婚宴。
And God is preparing us to go to the feast of the Lamb.
所以我们是有一个荣耀的盼望。
We have a hope of glory.
我们是在那边等候有一天能够跟主在一起。
We're waiting for the day that we'll be with Christ.
然后神在那边透过许多的环境，人在那边准备我们能够了解他是谁，他的爱是怎么一回事。
And God used many situations, our surroundings, to mold us, to let us understand what kind of love He has.
人的爱究竟是怎么样的？
What is man's love?
我常常觉得人的爱是非常自我中心的。
Men's love are very self-centered.
常常是希望对方能够满足自己。
Often to ask the opposite side to satisfy his own need.
最近我的岳母从东岸来跟我们一起住在一起。
Recently, my mother-in-law came from the East Coast to live with us.
她很爱小孩子。
She loves children.
我们家的老二很聪明。
Our second child, very smart.
她能够讨外婆的欢心。
He knows how to get favors from his grandma.
他很喜欢外婆在。
He loved to have his grandma here.
有一天我发现为什么他那么喜欢外婆。
Then I found out why he loved to have the grandma.
原来外婆的口袋常常有糖。
Because grandma always have candy in her pocket.
所以他有时候呢要糖吃的时候就说外婆。
So every time when he wants to eat candy, he'll go to the grandma.
糖。
Candy.
外婆给他。
So the grandma gave him.
尝了甜头。
And after he tasted
it, 实在很美。
It's beautiful.
所以他说我爱外婆。
So he says, I love grandma.
那有时候他不听话呢？
Sometimes that he doesn't follow the rules.
外婆要骂要打。
So the grandma has to punish him.
他很生气。
And he would be very angry.
他说我不喜欢你了。
He'll say, I don't like you.
很简单的一个例子。
Very simple illustration.
在我们人的爱里面。
In man's love.
许多时候我们爱一个人。
A lot of times when we love someone,
我们愿意付出去一份爱。
We love to have the love.
我们舍不得那个人离开。
We don't want that person to leave.
因为那个人带给我许多的安慰、喜乐、满足。
Because that person gave me some sort of comfort and hope.
那如果我们细心的想一下
，If we really think about it,
基本上面还是本我主义。
Basically, we're self-centered.
因为他不在的时候，我就失去了一些我想要的东
西。Because when that person's not here, then I lose some benefit.
但是你就深入一点来问他，他爱的是什么呢？
But if you ask him one step further, what do you love?
可能不是那个人。
Maybe not that person.
是那个人带来的好处。
Because the benefit the other person brings.
所以我的老二跑到外婆面前的时候，可能他整个思想的中心就是那一颗糖。
Maybe my child, when he goes to grandma, the whole idea was focused on that piece of candy.
在昨天我有机会跟那一对年轻人在一起聊天的时候。
And yesterday, I had a time to be with this new couple.
我们谈到死的问题。
We're talking about the problem of death.
有人说您这个大年三十晚了，那么快要过年了，谈死的问题，他们快要结婚了，怎么会谈死的问题呢？
He said, well, they're going to be married, and it's the end of Chinese New Year. How can you talk about that?
因为生死、恨、爱，这是人生逃避不了的。
Because you cannot escape birth, death, love, or hatred.
他必须有人告诉他怎么面对死。
And they must be told how to face death.
基督徒怎么看死？
How does the Christian look at death?
他很害怕他的 fiance 有一天突然间不在的时候，他不晓得怎么处理。
And he's afraid that maybe one, he doesn't know what to do if his fiance, you know, is not there one day.
我们在那边谈，为什么你不喜欢他不在呢？
So we talked about why you don't want her not to be here.
万一他过世了，你究竟怕的是什么？
If she dies, what are you afraid of?
他说我怕孤单。
So he said, I'm afraid of to be lonely.
我怕失去他的爱。
I'm afraid to lose her love.
这是我们从人的出发点来了解爱。
This is from human point of view to understand love.
基本上还是自我本位。
Basically, it's still self-centeredness.
因为你不离开，所以我不至于孤单。
Because you're not, because you would not leave me, then I would not be lonely.
因为你不离开，我不会失去你能够给我的东西。
Because you don't leave me, that's why I cannot lose all the benefits you bring.
许多时候，我们对主的爱大概也是象征。
And a lot of times, our love towards God is like this.
所以我们遇到难处。
So whenever we encounter some difficulties,
我们遇到痛苦。
When we encounter pain,
我们遇到失败。
Failure,
我们遇到所爱的人离开我们去。
Encounter that our loved one has left us.
我们会觉得是我的损失。
We'll feel it's our loss.
但是很可能我们没有看见，这一个离开对对方来说可能是最好。
But we did not see this separation. Maybe it's the best for the other side.
在神永恒的计划里面，那个时间是最美的。
In God's eternal plan, that time, particular time, is the best.
但是当我们从自己这边来看的时候，我们没有办法了解。
But from our own self, we cannot realize it.
许多时候我们爱神，我们爱主。
A lot of times we love God, love Jesus.
我们追根究底的时候，很可能是爱自己。
But to the basically, maybe we love ourselves.
但是神的爱是怎么样的？
What is God's love?
神的爱是舍弃自己。
God's love is He sacrificed Himself.
他是付出去的。
He really gave Himself.
他是付了很高的代价来爱的。
He gave a very great sacrifice.
他的爱里面有忍耐，也经历许多的痛。
In His love, there is patience and pain.
我们单单从约翰福音三章十六节那句话来看神的爱。
From John 3:16,
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
God also loved the world, even though He gave His only begotten Son.
我们看一下，神为了爱我们，他的爱到一个地步，他要舍弃他独生的爱子。
God loved us so much that to one step that He would give us His only begotten Son.
究竟他付了什么代价？
What kind of price did He pay?
第一点我能够讲到了。
First,
就神将他的独生子
that God gave His only begotten Son
给了我们。
Give us.
然后这个独生神所爱的儿子要被看成是罪人一样，然后被钉死在十字架上。
And he will be treated as a sinner, and he will be nailed to the cross.
你觉得这是一个很简单、很轻松的事情吗？
Do you think it's very light and very easy?
如果你只有一个独子，
if you only have one son,
他很乖，
he is a very good boy,
也很聪明，
very smart boy,
很优秀，
excellent boy.
人们都说他是很完美的一个人。
Everybody said he's a perfect boy.
你爱他比爱你自己更深。
You love this boy more than yourself.
有一天有人说，把你的儿子交出来。
One day someone said, give me your son.
然后我要把他钉在十字架。
I'm going to nail him on the cross.
我不知道你的感觉会。
I don't know what your feelings would be.
那是很不容易的。
It's not easy.
他没有罪。
He has no sin.
但是要首先被认为是最可恨、最可咒诅的一个人。
But he will be treated as a hatred sinner.
如果你是你的爸爸，
if you are the father,
你可能挺胸而出。
Maybe you'll be so mad.
你说怎么可能？我的儿子是那么好的人，要首先要被认为是大罪人。
Why should you treat my son as a sinner?
然后被挂在十字架上面。
Then he was nailed on the cross.
血一滴一滴流尽，然后你们才满意。
And after his blood was shed, drop by drop, to the end, then you'll be satisfied.
如果我是神的话，
if I'm God,
我一定要救我的独生儿子。
I'm going to save my own.
我不能够比他。
把他顶出去。
I cannot give him.
我一定要替他伸冤。
I'm going to really.
我要报仇。
I'm going to revenge.
我要不择手段的把我的孩子拿回。
I'm going to do everything I can to grab back my son.
但是约翰福音三章十五节，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生赐给。
But in John 3:16, God so loved the world, even gave us His only
Son. 你们想过他的爱有多大，他付的代价有多大
？Have you ever thought about what kind of a great sacrifice He gave?
第二点我想到的神的。
The second point I thought about God.
在他把最爱的独生儿子交给我们的时候
，When He gave us His most precious Son.
他付的代价是多少
？He gave a great price.
还记得耶稣在十字架上面被钉的时候。
Remember when Christ was nailed on the cross?
他怎么说？他说：“父啊，父啊，为什么离弃我？”
He said, "Father, Father, why you have left me?"
你试想一下，那个做父亲的，在那一刻对他的独生爱子，一个没有最可爱的儿子，而竟然在那个时候离弃他。
Can you imagine the father loved him so much that he would forsake him in that moment on the cross?
离开那个无辜可爱的儿子。
And to leave the sinless.
当那个儿子在那边呼叫说：“父亲啊，你帮助我的时候。”
And when the son cried out, the father helped him.
天父掩面不顾他的哀哭。
And God would not look at him.
不顾他的喊叫。
Never mind his crying.
那时候他心中的伤痛是什么
？What kind of a deep wound he had in his?
如果这个孩子是杀人犯
，If this child is a murderer.
是悖逆的孩子。
Maybe a rebellious.
从小就不听话。
Never listen to the.
今天被逮住了。
And today someone.
活该。
Yes,
你要学一个惨痛的痛教训。
You have to learn this experience painfully because you deserve it.
但是耶稣基督是无辜的。
But the Christ was sinless.
在那一刻
，In that moment,
天上的父亲也只好掩面不顾。
In that moment, Heavenly Father put up.
为什么？因为全世界罪人的罪债都压在他的身上。
Because all the sin from this world was on his shoulder.
就算一个世人，就算自己的孩子犯了罪，是一个大罪人，被判刑的时候，心中还是很伤痛。
Even though if we have our children who are sinners or who have committed some crimes, even though they have a verdict handed to them guilty, we feel bad.
你想一想，当父神看着无辜、清白无罪的自己独生爱子在那边忍受世界上面最惨痛的罪行的时候，他的心中的伤痛是多少？
Can you imagine this infinite great God see his only begotten son, sinless son, to sacrifice on the cross?
另外他第三点我们可以想到他亲自看见他的儿子。
And also he saw his son suffering with his eyes.
他是爱的儿子。
The one son he loved.
经历死亡的味道下到阴间被魔鬼羞辱。
And to experience the death, going to the Hades, to be shamed before the devil.
尝尽死味。
And also he has tasted the death.
经历了身体、心灵各方面的痛伤。
And to experience the painful wound of his heart and his flesh.
如果你有一个孩子跌倒了，或者有心脏病，或者有癌症的话，我不知道你会感觉怎么样。
I don't know if your child is fall down and scrape the knee, or he or she has a heart problem or cancer. I don't know what you would.
我想你会舍不得。
I think you feel.Very tender towards
him. 更何况这位神他的儿子是一点没有罪。
Then how about this infinitely great God?
所以神的爱。
Therefore God's love.
他是甘愿受苦放弃自己。
He's willing to sacrifice this for us.
为了你为了我。
For you and for me.
约翰福音第十三章第一节那边说。
In the book of John, John the Gospel, 13th chapter, first verse says,
那里说耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了，他既爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
Jesus knew that his time had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love.
就算我们是那么的不可爱，
even though we're not lovable,
他爱我们到底。
But he loved us to the end.
人的爱没有办法到底。
Human love cannot really come to the end.
有的话，今天加州的离婚率就不会那么高。
If it's this way, then California would not have such a divorce rate.
今天也不会有那么多破碎的家庭。
And we will not have so many broken families.
一个很清楚的事实。
A very clear matter.
当我们所爱的人不照着我们心愿来行的时候，我们就不能够爱他。
If the one we love that do not do the things according to our own ways, then we would not love anymore.
当我们所爱的人背叛我们的时候
，and when the one we love has become rebellious against us,
我们怎么样
？What do we do?
一刀两断 Yes,
we'll cut it and separate.
从此是由爱变成恨。
From love, we turn to hate.
所以不管结婚多少。
We don't care how many years you've been married.
那里永远有一个危机，两个人没有办法相爱。
There's always a danger that the two cannot live together.
有一天你觉得我忍无可忍。
One day you say, I can't take anymore.
我就要跑。
I must leave.
或者你要走。
Or you must leave.
但是神的爱。
But God's love.
就算我们在背叛到顶端的时候。
Even though to the utmost of our rebellion.
他还是爱。
He still loves us.
我们看一处的圣经。
Let's read one portion.
耶利米书
Book of Jeremiah
哎呀我觉得我们这位神实在是蛮有恩典慈爱的神
I feel that our God is full of love
是一位痴情的神
He has a devoted love for us
他的爱是一生之久
And his love is for our entire life
他的怒气转眼之间
And his anger
我们看一下耶利米书第二章
Jeremiah, second chapter.
看一下神对我们的爱情是怎么样。
To see what God loved to us.
耶利米书第二章第二节，在如果这个圣经跟我一样是旧约882年，耶利米书第二章第二节，耶和华第一节说，耶和华的话临到我说，你去向耶路撒冷的耳中喊叫说，耶和华如此说，你幼年的恩爱，婚姻的爱情。你怎样在旷野，在未曾耕种之地跟随我，我都记得。
The word of the Lord came to me, go and proclaim the hill of Jerusalem. I remember the devotion of your youth, how as a bride loved me and followed me through the desert, through a land not known.
神是专情的。
Yes, God's love is
是专一的。
It's a God's love is
是持久的。
It's also forever.
但是我们看一下我们人对神的。态度是怎么样
But what is our feeling attitude to that?
第二章第二十节
Second chapter 20th verse
他说我在古时折断的解开你的绳索你说我必不侍奉耶和华因为你在各高山上各青翠树下屈身行淫
Long ago you broke off your yoke and tore off your bonds You said I will not serve you indeed and every hill and under every spreading tree you lay down as a prostitute
这里基本上面是用夫妻的关系来了解我们跟神的关系
they're using the husband and wife relationship to describe our relationship to God
神说我爱上你我永远的爱你我没有忘记当初我们的爱情
God says I love you forever I did not forget the youthful love
但是我们说我天天不侍奉你
and what we say is I do not serve you
然后我们在神面前在一个丈夫面前那个妻子跟另外一个人在那边行苟且的事情
And we commit adultery in the front of God Just like the wife commit adultery in front of the husband
人的本性基本上面是忘恩负义
Basically we are very unfaithful
第三个节我们再看
32nd verse
这里说妇女岂能够忘记她的装饰呢
但是
妻子岂能忘记她的美丽呢我的百姓却忘记了我无数的日子
A bride is wedding ornament, yet my people have forgotten me days without number.
如果我是神的话
If I'm God,
我说够了，你们这一班世人，你们这一班是跟随我的。
I say enough is enough, you people who follow me.
嘴巴说爱我，心里面却犯奸淫。
You say in your mouth you love me, but you commit spiritual adultery.
嘴巴说我要侍奉神，心底下就在那边侍奉。
In your mouth you said I want to serve you, but actually you're serving the God of money.
但是神怎么来看我们？第三章第一节。
First verse。
哎呀，神的爱实在是长阔高深，超过我们所能够测量。
God is love is so great。
第三章第一节说，有话说：人若休妻，妻离他而去，做了别人的妻，前夫岂能再收回他来？若收回他来，那地岂不是大大的沾污了吗？但你。按许多亲爱的行邪淫还可以归乡
But you have lived as a prostitute with many lovers would you not return to me declares the Lord
你还可以归乡
Would you now return to me
我们再转到约翰福音第二十一章
Let's read John 23rd chapter
就是我们今天早上一开始讲的
What is that this morning
彼得说我要打鱼去
Peter said I'm going to be a fisherman 一无所获。
And they waited all night, but they didn't catch anything.
又饥又饿。
They were hungry. They were cold.
当一个人离弃神在走自己道路的时候
，When a man reflects his path to follow another God.
一夜劳碌没有收获。
He toiled all night, yet he caught nothing.
然后我们看见主是那么样子的无微不至的在那边关爱。
But our God loves us so much.
第五节那边说。
This verse says.
小子们，你们有吃的没有
？Friends, haven't you any food?
这个主实在是那么爱。
This God really loves us.
不会因着他们的背叛走他们自己的道路。
Not because of their rebellious action to go to their own way.
看见他们整夜劳碌一无所获。
To see that the whole night was poor because they didn't catch anything.
然后一碰见就扔多。
Then when they see each other.
老早叫你跟随我。
I told you to follow me.
现在你看自讨苦吃。
Now look at you.
没饭吃自己想法子。
It didn't have anything to do. It's your fault.
不是吗？
No, this is nothing.
就这样子。
Before the daylight.
耶稣站在岸上。
And Jesus stood on the ground, on the shore.
第一句话就说你们有吃的没有
？First he said, "Friends, have you got any fish?"
然后他告诉他们怎么打。
Then he told them how to fish.
然后第九节那天
，Next verse says,
进一步，
在他们还没有知道之前，
神就已经为他们预备了早餐。
Before they know, God already prepared breakfast for them.
他想得很周到。
And God was
永远在我们前面一步，在那边供应。
And he's only one step. He's always one step ahead of the supply.
上岸的时候就有饼子。
When they landed, they saw fire burning coal. There was fish on it and some bread.
第十二节说。
The twelfth verse.
你们来吃早饭。
Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast."
我的爱没有改变。
My love has not changed.
不管人怎么对我。
No matter how you are to me.
神的爱实在是高深广阔。
I'm sure God's love is so.
第十二节接下去说，门徒中没有一个人敢问他。
And they did not dare, none of the disciples dared to ask him.
你想那个时候门徒心里面在想什么
？What do you think the disciples were thinking at that moment?
满心羞愧。
I think they were really feel ashamed.
他知道对不起主。
They knew that they really are treated Jesus Christ.
然后第十五节的时候，耶稣就向彼得提出问题。
The 15th verse, Jesus asked Peter a question.
你爱主比这些更深。
Do you truly love me more than these?
今天你的这些是什么东西
？I want to ask you seriously, what is these of today in your life?
是不是一点钟的 49?
Is it the 1 o'clock Super Bowl?
是不是你的事业
？Is it your career, your business?
是不是你的学问
？Is it your degrees?
是不是你的先生
？Is your husband？
是不是你的太太
？Is it your wife？
你的孩子
？Your children？
你的心肝宝贝
？Your adored ones？
在神跟你中间这些东西是什么
？Between God and you, what is it? The things are called these.
是你没有完成的野心美梦
？Is it some grand dream that you can never accomplish？
甚至可能是你的侍奉在教会的事。
It could even be your service to God in the church.
你的动机是？
What is your motivation?
求神帮助我。
May God help us.
在我们跟神中间。
But help us between us and God.
毫无阻隔。
There's nothing to hinder us.
我们唯一的盼望。
Our only hope.
就在耶稣基督那。
In Jesus Christ.
我们唯一的盼望。
Our only hope.
就在那个为我们钉死那位被杀的羔羊耶稣基督。
Is this lamb who died for us?
当我们把希望、把爱放在人的身上的时候
，If we put our hope, our love, into certain person,
你注定要失望。
I'm sure you.
为什么呢
？Disappointed. Why?
因为人受时空的限制，他要过去。
Because men are, human beings are limited by time and space.
We
all die.
你把希望放在一些会毁去的东西上面，你注定是在那边等候悲剧的发生。
If you put your hope on these perishable things, and your end will be tragedy.
唯有当我们完全的把自己交给主
，Only that when we give ourselves completely to God,
我们才有那个永远不能震动的国。
Then we'll have this unshakable kingdom.
诗篇73:25那边说。 In the book of Psalms, the 75th
Psalm. 我很喜欢这句话，他说：“除你以外，在天上我还有谁呢？除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕。”
And besides you in heaven, who do I have? And on this earth, I don't have anyone that I love either.
诗篇七十三篇二十节那边说：“除了神以外，我没有什么盼望。”
Besides God, I have no hope.
我爱外婆就是爱外婆。
I love grandma because I love grandma.
不是要爱她的糖。
Not because I love her candy.
其实是我们要神的祝福。
A lot of times we want God's blessing.
但是忘记了主。
But forget about Christ.
很像那个快要结婚的少女，那个她的未婚夫送一颗两卡拉的钻戒，她抱着那个钻戒在那边大跳大笑，三天三夜不能睡觉。
Just like a fiancé got a 2-carat diamond and she would hold on to this diamond and lose her mind for 3 days and 3 nights.
她忘记了她的未婚夫。
She has completely forgotten.
她忘记了那个要赴的婚宴，那个婚礼。
And she forgot about her wedding.
那个不是神把钻戒给我们的目的。
This is not the reason God gave us a diamond.
神把钻戒给我们是要叫我们能够体会他对我们的爱有多深。
God gave us diamond to let us know how much he has, his love has for us.
求神今天早上。
May God help us this morning.
能够严肃地面对你爱我比这些更深吗这个问题。
Do you love me more than these this morning?
我们不单只嘴巴说爱。
Not only we say it with our mouth.
我们要采取行动。
We must have action.
从我们对神的亲近每一天的灵修生活上面做起。
We have to start from our everyday devotional life.
真的渴慕主。
To really look long after God.
然后在我们的行为上面来讨主的喜悦。
And in our actions to glorify God.
遵照神的话语去行。
And to follow what God teaches us.
今天教会最大的需要是。
What is the greatest need of the church today?
可能在目前是我们的教会。
Maybe immediate moment is our church.
你说你爱主。
You say you love God.
有一处圣经我们要看一下。
Let's read one portion of the Bible.
我们看最后一处的圣经。
The last.
哈该书。
Book of Haggai.
哈该书在旧约一千一百零七面。
The International Bible is a 1014 chapter. Page.
我们念完这个，我们就结束了。哈该书第一章。
Haggai first chapter.
一千一百零七面。我们从第二节念起。
From the second verse.
万军之耶和华如此说：这百姓说建造耶和华殿的时候尚未来到。那时耶和华的话临到先知哈该说：这殿仍然。荒凉，你们自己还住天花板的房屋吗？现在万军之耶和华如此说：你们要省察自己的行为，你们杀的种多，收的却少，你们吃却不得饱，喝却不得足，穿衣服却不得暖。得耕田的将耕田装在破漏的囊中。万军之耶和华如此说：你们要省察自己的行为，你们要占山取木材建造这殿吗？我就因此喜乐，且得荣耀。这是耶和华说的，你们盼望多得，所得的却少，你们收到家中，我就吹去，这是为什么呢？因为我的殿荒凉，你们个人却顾自己的房屋。这是万军的耶和华说的。
We have just read Haggai, first chapter from verse 2 to verse 10.
求神帮助。
May God help us.
了解他的爱有多深。
To know how great.
了解他赐给我们这个钻石。
To understand he gave us a diamond.
不是要我们在那边紧紧地抓住，忘记了他自己。
Not to just grasp hold of the diamond, yet forgotten the giver.
而是采取行动，把我们自己献给主。
We must have action to give ourselves for God.
讨主的喜悦。
To please God.
等候那天我们跟他一起做婚宴的日子。
Wait for that day that we'll partake the feast of the Lamb.
我们低头祷告。
Shall we pray?
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你今天早上你向我们说话。主，你自己让我们体会到，当你舍弃你独生的爱子那无罪的羔羊的时候，你心中的伤痛是何等的深。主，我们本来不配，就是因为你白白的这样子赐给我们。我们本来不配得这份爱，但是你没有条件的把你洁白无瑕疵的儿子的身体为我们剥开。主，我们想到你的恩爱，我们没有办法不谢谢你。谢谢你让我们看见我们有一个荣耀的盼望。今生的这一段路上面，是你在那边准备我们要赴那个婚宴。主啊，求你帮助我们不把眼目放在你所赐给我们的物质的东西上面，就叫我们的心乃是与你更亲近。 就因为你要向那些敬畏你的人亲密，就等候你的人，你必不叫他们羞愧。主巴不得我们爱你，想到你家中的需要，我们愿意把自己摆上，把我们的生命献给你，也把你赐给我们的，能够有个属灵的透视，能够为你家中的需要摆上。谢谢你与我们同在，我们这样的感谢祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。